lai la 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 la
There's a misunderstanding here. Is it a tish or a lesson? They prepared it as a lesson where I need to speak, but I can't speak. I can't. What do you want from me? It's planned to be a tish, so I will participate in your tish. I will listen and I will be joyous with you. Go on.
From the writings of Rabash, all of our work in Torah and Mitzvot is to come out of the exile for the world to receive for himself. In other words, we must aim while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot that our reward will be that by this we will be rewarded with emerging from the exile and enslavement in the world to receive for ourselves. And we will be able to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator. And we will not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and Mitzvot. In other words, we want to be rewarded with feeling while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot that we are serving the great and important King. And by this, there will be love of the Creator within us, from feeling His exaltedness. However, all of our pleasure will come from serving the Creator. This will be our reward. And not that He will somehow reward us for the work. Instead, we will feel that the work itself is the reward. And there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator.
One who is sitting at home is not as one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be such that one feels all day long as if he is standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. And as long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest. For this is our lives and the length of our days. And he will accept no recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent of, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep.
Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu. Yeah.
видим не хочется, да, вот Рав сказал, что он хочет нас послушать.
Friends, Rav said he wants to hear us. But actually, Rav already gave us everything, so we can express our attitude. Especially that new degree we're in. Because by this, it's by learning how to show our attitude towards the Creator. The whole area is between us and the ten. I had an example now. I sat next to Jürgen here. And Anapir and Wim sat here. And me and Maxim from Moscow sat down in a different table. And Jürgen says, you want to mix, right? So why'd you sit over there? Come sit with us. Meaning in every little thing, in every little detail, we have to put a new attitude on it. That by this we want to express towards the Creator the desire to adhere to Him.
We read today many verses about the labor pains. We read today many verses about the labor pains. The pain in our heart. And the desperation we have to feel, not to come to, but to feel it. When I look around you, I see many great friends. This is why we are still on the path. But there is an example, a dogma, I'm very envious of. And this is Musa. I looked at him, how he is focused to the lesson, to suckle every word of Rav. To suckle every word of the lesson, to breathe in and to feel what do we have to do. And I feel his desperation, his hope, his faith, and his confidence to the Creator, that we who all are sitting here come to the right prayer to make it possible that all the friends from Turkey, 45 or 50 friends, got this bloody visa and burned this Congress. Nechaim.
I didn't expect I would speak, but really, in the past few days, we've discussed many things. I've opened up many new things. How much a person is unable to come out of his shell, to come out of his group. Each time we discover more and more that it's only about how he relates to other, how much he's able to ask for correction for his attitude towards others. By that, a person can see in his environment and so on. You can see everything he receives. On one hand, it's very great shame. Our friends come from all over the world, because for us it's sometimes difficult to even get out of bed. But
people are truly investing their times, their exertion, their time, exertion, and their lives. So it's, on one hand, it's very shameful for us, but it allows us to progress. It gives us the power to advance. It gives us the power to reach the goal. So that's the true hope. And everything we receive from the world Kli is our true hope, and that strengthens our faith. L'chaim.
It follows that the only reward we need is the Kli, which is called the power of bestowal. Thus, all we need are the Kelim, and not the lights. And this is why the reward is primarily the power of bestowal. However, to obtain that Kli called the desire to bestow, we need a desire, meaning to feel that we need this Kli. This is why we must first engage in Torah and Mitzvot in Lo Lishma. And this is our labor, to see that everything we do is for self-benefit, without any intention to bestow. And then we see that we need the power of bestowal, and we want a reward for our work, that the Creator will give us this reward, the desire to bestow.
It's a great joy to be here. In this very special place where each one can find his own place in order to be there for the others. Rav, perhaps you can confirm or deny. If we are by feeling this joy, we feel great responsibility, the whole world Kli, for each and every 10, so that all of us, with every moment of this great holiday, that will go through all of this together, is that the same as fear of the Creator? We began this tish on the subject of fear.
We, for the last few days, we've been speaking about the longing, the fear, the awe, the yearning from man towards a creator. But actually, we can't develop it towards a creator because it doesn't work. It doesn't work this way. It has to come from man towards the group. And towards the group, we can measure, we can see, the response, we can speak about it, we can correct it. And then to the extent that we balance our relationships with the group correctly, we'll discover that through this, our attitude and relationship towards the Creator is revealed. That's why I see a great sign in this, that we can reach the balance of the general kli, especially since we started thinking of the world kli. How we organize, how we reveal it, how we connect it all together. And then it turns out that specifically through this concern for the general kli, we came to a state that we've moved on into this new form of work, more internal, that we can reveal our attitude towards the quality of bestowal, towards the Creator. That He, in order for us to acquire a deficiency for it, and we're on that opening, if we now organize and try to implement what we were speaking about the last few days, what is it, two or three days, the last two, 3 days, by this we reach a spiritual vessel, that in it truly the force of bestowal will be revealed, the force of the Creator. And I really hope that all of us, whoever supports it even a bit, will reveal it. Because in that spiritual vessel, it's important for us how everybody participates from his own forces as much as he can. It doesn't matter whoever's in this big group. It's like in the Exodus from Egypt. There are men, women, children, elders, boys, girls, whoever's there all together gets an upper illuminance and everybody is rewarded. In the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus from the ego, uplifting above it towards the upper force. So I really hope that we're all in, and we all want to be in this process, and that we will reach it soon. It all depends on our efforts, whether it goes like the last two, three days. So definitely it's very close to us to feel that we are uplifting above our corporeal nature and starting to feel the spiritual force.
Ay, 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 ay Okay, so he dumped me in here. He said, good luck. That was all I got from Ellie. So, well, this is a bit better than being home in London. I can assure you of that. The sukkahs aren't quite that big there.
Question.
Well, God, amazing. I'm so pleased to be here. What a gathering. Thank you very much.
Tada.
קטע מספר 4. העצה היחידה להשיג חיסרון שחסר לנו רצון להשפיע.
The only way to obtain a deficiency that we are lacking the desire to bestow is by prayer, which is the medium between man and the deficiency. One prays to the Creator to give him something for which he has no lack, that he will lack it. It follows that the kli, the vessel, which is called a lack or a deficiency, is a deficiency with respect to one's feeling, meaning that he does not feel its lack. And the prayer is that the Creator will give him the light, which is the filling of his lack. It therefore follows that the filling is a lack. Thus, he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to give him a deficiency. And this is what connects the kli and the light.
Хаврим, хочу поблагодарить всех.
Friends, I want to thank everybody. It's a special state.
Чувствует низость перед гостями, которые приезжают сюда.
Муса said how he feels small compared to the people that come here. It's the same thing I can say about myself, that I feel tiny compared to the other friends. Usually we speak towards the friends with honesty in the heart. And every time I'm aware that I'm actually straightening my heart towards the friends. I want to raise L'chaim for three friends that thanks to them I'm on this path. Before a long time there was a Congress. I don't even remember which year this was. I don't remember the topic of the Congress. But I remember the eyes and words of those friends. When we signed the piece of paper, we signed that covenant.
It's Senya.
It's Senka, Kola, and Eitan, Linko. Thank you, dear friends. Smugging said it was 2004.
I also want to say L'chaim to a friend who, I'm sorry to say, cannot be here with us right now, which is Owen. With his heart and soul, he constantly yearns to be here with us. So let's raise L'chaim that we could see him here amongst us always, forever. L'chaim.
Впервые мы хотим поблагодарить те, которые готовят, приготовили.
All those who are preparing and prepared this huge holiday for us.
Мы очень сильно чувствуем.
And practically we feel how you are supporting all of Europe. How you included us. And how you are helping us go forward, helping us organize this Congress. It's felt very strong.
Мы не случайно приехали, мы приехали с большим трепетом.
We didn't come here by chance. With a lot of exertion. With the feeling of responsibility.
Что было вот в этой уроке.
And what we heard in this lesson.
Вся жизнь пролетела.
It's as if my whole life went before my eyes. And I can only remember in the feelings in the heart. We have one another. The 10. Our local 10, our European huge 10. It's all so we will adhere and melt our hearts and acquire this quality, this sensitivity towards the Creator. We really want this. We are asking to be one with one heart and that we will win, L'chaim.
Ismael, 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 Ism
קטע מספר 5.
Excerpt 5 from Baal Sulam. Even though the craving is not up to man, if he has no desire for it, he cannot do a thing. Nevertheless, he should show the desire for the kisufin, which is the desire to want. One needs to show a desire for it, to show the desire and the craving to want the Creator, meaning to want to increase the glory of heaven, to bestow contentment upon the Creator, and to be favored by Him.
Non so che dire in questo momento.
I don't know what to say in such a moment. Speaking about awe and fear. And not only do we have fear, we have fear towards Bulgaria. That we might not be ready.
Estamos en plegare constantemente.
That we're in constant prayer.
Rogamos por los amigos.
Asking for the friends. For each friend. From Lithuania, from Portugal, from England, from Turkey, from Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania, Italy, Germany. We can lie.
Es un solo corazón.
But there's only one heart. It's one heart. And this heart is waiting. It's waiting for this Bulgaria to connect with the world Kli. To all connect together. And to pray, to cry out to the Creator. To hear us. To allow the friends to continue on the path, that they won't fall.
Ahora me gustaría.
Now I'd like to present a friend, a huge friend from the Spanish group, José Manuel.
Bueno, nosotros hemos tenido la fortuna de poder venir.
All right, so we've had the privilege of being able to come here. Two friends from the Spain group, but we're all here in one heart, as Antonio said. We are all one heart, one family. And that's what we should be. We are one regardless of where we come from, or where we are here, or behind the screens. So, forward. L'chaim!
Dear friends, in this lesson we were speaking that annulment towards the corporeal qualities of a friend bring attainment of the most exalted quality, the quality of bestowal. How can I, with my annulment towards an egoistic quality of a friend, his pride, he could be rude, also, how can that make me attain the highest, most exalted quality? And then I remembered that it took Bala Sulam a long time to attain the opposite value of lights and vessels. How can that be that in the rudest vessel, the purest light is revealed? And I think in our degree, we are standing before a degree no less than what Bala Sulam was standing before. To attain how my annulment towards a friend can bring me to attaining bestowal. And I'm sure it'll take us less time because we're doing it together. L'chaim Bibi.
Excerpt 7. It is written, "In the multitude of people is the king's glory." It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, as he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, for now he has something with which to serve the King.
Kabel Hashem Chazar Ve'yamets libecha Ve'yamets libecha Ve'kabel Hashem Kabel Hashem Chazar Ve'yamets libecha
Yeah. Hello everyone, I'm Tushy from Bulgaria. It's great to be here among of you. It's really something really very special. This is my second Sukkot here. It's completely different from the first one. But this time it's really special, you know, like so we can work together on building this European Kli. And yeah, just together going onto this path and pushing for just to for the Creator, just not to push our not to push us from the way, but all the time to want to reveal Him. And yeah, regarding the European Congress, it's great to see like everyone there. And to be together on this Congress and to really reveal the path that Raf is leading us. So, Lechaim.
The end of the afternoon lesson, Rav said that the purpose of this Congress is to learn how to love. And there are such moments in the lessons when Rav says a word and you say to yourself, just in order to hear this sentence from Rav, it was worth living my whole life. I remembered before when we were singing that before, I don't know how many years ago, Rav was in the hospital after I don't know what he went through, and we took shifts. And when I came to my shift to replace the friends that were there, they brought me to the hall, showed me the room. Rav was sleeping, and he slept with the face towards the window, and he was sleeping, and I'm looking through the door of the room and just observing. See a hospital, a lot of rooms, a lot of patients. Here's another bed. Here's another elderly guy just sleeping here. We had two yortzeits, Baal HaSulam and Rabash. Many people study Baal HaSulam, many people study Rabash. And we are the students of the Rav Leitman. And the Torah of our Rav is the Torah that will remain till Gmar Tikkun, with us or without us. We have an opportunity to be Bnei Baruch, to be an amplifier, to try and be in love between us in order to resemble the love from Rav to the world and all of humanity. He's not our Rav. He's Rav for all created beings, just like the upper light is for all the vessels. And now our moments of mercy, where we're trying to feel one the other's hearts and be one student for one teacher, the man of God, to in somewhat participate in spreading the light throughout all of his vessels, that we will help one another appreciate the gift we have received. Our teacher, the teacher of the great love. They told me to speak and sing. I'll give it to Senka instead of a song.
Если друг оказался вдруг, и не друг, и не враг, а так, если сразу не разберешь, плох он или хорош, парням горы тяни, рискни, не бросай одного его, пусть он в связке от тобой одной. Там поймешь, кто такой. Если друг в горах не ах, если сразу раскис и вниз, шаг ступил на родник и сник, оступился и в крик, значит, рядом с тобой чужой, ты его не брони, гони. Вверх таких не берут, и тут про таких не поют.
Акшава Ирганат Сипера.
Ирганат told us about the Arvut that we built together, that covenant. And I remember the trepidation he felt. We were talking about fear, about awe. What kind of awe he had, he took it as it was a spiritual birth. This was prior to the Arava Congress, when we signed this covenant of Arvut, and we treated it so seriously that it was life or death. We're standing before Mount Sinai, and now everything depends on us. I'd like to say that I'd very much like us to feel that in this Sukkot and in the Congress, we will truly feel that we're standing before Mount Sinai, and that at long last we will raise a prayer. For so many years we've been advancing towards it. We've invested so much effort, blood. We simply have to accomplish this. In this lesson today, we talked about the yearning. That's everything, to be truthful. Only the yearning, that's what is demanded of us, nothing else. Yearning, just to yearn, like that. What is your first love? It's nothing in comparison. You need to yearn for that connection. We love you very much, our friends, our brothers and sisters. And we ask you to do this. L'chaim bnei baruch.
Quote 15. During the preparation, the beauty and grace appear and the essence of perfection that one yearns and longs for. However, the time of correction when the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, then I shall see an opposite world, because only the fear and longing are the essence of the desired perfection. Then one feels that during the time of preparation, one was lying to oneself.
Rav, we are now in the stage of preparation. We're going through the stage of preparation, which Baal Sulam said can take 20 or even 30 years for a person. And we're moving through that to the phase of action, which is, as he writes here, please read it again.
During the preparation, the beauty and grace appear, and the essence of perfection that one yearns and longs for. However, at the time of correction, when the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, then I shall see an opposite world, because only fear and longings are the essence of the desired perfection. Then one feels that during the preparation, one was lying for oneself.
And that's what we're going through right now, exactly. From the stage of preparation to that of the correction. And I hope very much that everyone will take this inner transformation we have to go through very seriously, and that throughout this holiday of Sukkot and the Congress that's coming up, that we're all jump on that cart, on that wagon or chariot, you could say, which will carry us to the purpose of creation. And I'm confident of that, but I'd like to ask and recommend to everyone, let's do it together. Then we'll succeed very quickly and easily. The fact that we can already talk about yearning as the goal, that's something very great. And let us accept it, take it with our whole hearts.
Gesher tzar meod, Gesher tzar meod, Kol ha'olam kulo, Gesher tzar meod, Gesher tzar.
אחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד.
Inema to shevet achim gam yachad.